Welcome to the Mentoring Minute podcast. My name is Michael Jans. I'm your host. And today we're going to be talking about Albertans who are mentoring youth in care. Throughout Alberta, there are over 8,000 children and youth in care, and we know that they need mentors. While research on the impact of mentoring for this population is still at an early stage, studies have shown that healthy relationships created through formal mentoring programs can positively impact social, emotional, and academic functioning for children and youth in care. And that's from the Government of Alberta in November 2013, and it certainly rings true not just academically, but in the firsthand experience of some of our mentoring practitioners. Today, we share with you an interview we did with four expert mentoring practitioners, Jenny, Brianna, Krista, and Joey, who are from Big Brothers Big Sisters, Calgary, Red Deer, and Edmonton, and they share with us their journey through youth in care mentoring. I learned a lot about youth in care mentoring, about how you can get involved as a mentor, about some of the challenges and how they've addressed them. It really is a select group and a huge opportunity in our province to really make a difference. So if you're thinking about getting involved, if you want to become a mentor for youth in care, if you want to become a mentor for any young person in Alberta, we encourage you to visit www.albertamentors.ca for more information. So without further ado, here is the interview. So how do you define youth in care? Who are these kids and where do they come from?
For our agency, we have a broad definition of youth in care. So if the family's ever had child and family services intervention, we will deem them youth in care. This could have been previous intervention, it could be current, it could be for a sibling. So we take it from there.
Why is mentoring important for youth in care?
Yeah, I think it's important because it gives kids somebody in their lives, especially for kids in care who isn't paid to be there, somebody who's, you know, a friend, just there to have fun and let kids be kids.
How are the lives of youth in care better as a result of having a mentor?
Well, they get to go and have fun. They set goals and usually hit those goals. Somebody who helps them through transitions is an advocate for them. There's lots of different areas depending on the youth, the age, and kind of where they want to go and why they want the mentor to how it's impactful.
I think it's just somebody who can make the youth feel like what they have to say is important and what they want is important, and they can help them get there.
I would add that it offers them stability, like a stable relationship, because often youth in care go through many changes throughout their time in care, and this person is almost immune to those changes. They kind of exist outside of the system, but are that support, so it's a stable adult through those transitions, as you were saying.
Is the mentoring relationship typically of a longer duration?
I would say it's of a more continuous duration. Perhaps not longer, like it won't overextend the youth's involvement with the system, but depending if they go through a few workers or OBSD workers or shift group homes, it could extend past the relationships at each individual intervention space.
Yeah, and I would say our agencies usually ask for a year or two commitment, depending on what program we're looking at. So with youth in care, I think it's about 2 years we ask. And then really what we are trying to promote is hopefully lifelong relationships. So somebody that's there through college and marriage and things like that throughout their life. So
What in your experience makes an effective youth in care mentor?
Somebody who is really flexible and doesn't have any preconceived notions on how to work with a youth in care. So somebody who listens to that youth and learns about their goals, their values from that youth, and kind of takes it from there and encourages those types of things.
Yeah, it's consistent and, kind of like she said, doesn't have expectations. So just kind of wants to set out being there for the youth and then seeing where that journey goes together.
And I think balancing out someone who's able to have hope for the future without kind of planning that or filling it in. I think it's really hard for people to concretely want to work towards something without knowing what they're working towards. But oftentimes if mentors get a certain idea of what success means for that youth, it can not be as beneficial as if they're willing to come in openly and be flexible, but still kind of have that hope and want to help that youth move forward, but as defined by them.
So you don't need a background in social work or education to be an effective youth and care mentor?
No, I don't think so. One of the things we talk about is, you know, to be a mentor, you don't have to have any special characteristics. But I think it's important that you're a good person because you're role modeling behavior and interaction, and there's been a lot of patience used. And so the skills that are required to be a good person, I think, are important. But that doesn't need to be derived from a specific profession.
Just stable, I think, is the biggest thing that they need to be stable.
Stable and willing to be persistent. And just creative in building connections.
What impact have you seen on the life or academic success of young people through mentoring?
I think we've seen huge changes, and some of them maybe the mentors themselves aren't always seeing. Sometimes youth who maybe came into the program who had a really hard time with relationships, you know, who wouldn't hug family members or even say goodbye. After a year, I've heard from parents that, you know, all of a sudden my kid is going out of the way to give people hugs or to ask people about their days when before they wouldn't have before. I know other kids, when they've been in and out of group homes, they report saying that, you know, throughout all these changes and stuff, my big always comes to see me, and so it's always something to look forward to or something to kind of make the transitions less terror or less hard.
I've heard recently a lot of our guardians talking about the fact that their youth are able to make relationships, so more friends, able to speak up for themselves, so advocate. So I've heard a lot of those conversations coming through the wire, and relating it back to the mentor being that role model in certain situations in the community. That's helpful.
Are there any other memorable stories you'd like to share?
I've had some little brothers who maybe didn't see a lot of opportunities for themselves outside of school, or really didn't think that school was valuable, and then their big brothers are police officers or in the military, or one of my big brothers is a manager at a car dealership. And when you ask the boys what they kind of want to be when they grow up, they say, I want to sell cars like my big brother. I want to get into aviation, all of these really cool things, because my big brother encouraged my interest in science or my interest in business.
We have a couple youth now, too, that are looking at becoming teen mentors, and they're a part of the program just because they see the influence it's had on them and want to help somebody else that might be in their shoes. So that's pretty neat.
I have a youth who I think through the match has really helped to build resiliency. They've done multiple projects together, and some have been successful and some not. So they built a resume together and gave that out, but he didn't hear back from anything. They also helped him like study for his learner's permit test, tried that. He also didn't succeed in that. But a big thing for me watching this big brother and little brother interact is that the big brother at each point brings back to, okay, so how are we going to do this next time? Let's keep working on this. Let's keep encouraging. And that's been really juxtaposed towards the youth's home environment, which is, you know, well, you didn't make it, we didn't think you'd make it, kind of, you know, more of a negative setting from a lot of his biological brothers. So that's been helpful. And as well as they've been doing those projects, they've been working on rebuilding a go-kart together. And the youth is just talking to me about that last in-person visit I had, and he was so amazed by it. He said, it felt so good, Joey, like we got it going. We didn't know that we'd started, and they tried for a long time. And so I think both in working on things that are concretely will help him move forward, but also learning the skills it takes to be successful within these things and helping overall build resiliency. So it's been a pleasure to watch them.
So if someone's listening and they're sold and they want to become a youth and care mentor, where do you recommend they begin?
Filling out an application.
Yeah, go to our website.
So I can go to Alberta Mentoring Partnership website.
Excellent. Is there anything else you want to share?
Get involved. Yeah, get involved. There's a lot of young people who really want to have a mentor.
Also, I think too, you know what, sometimes it might seem like as a volunteer that maybe you're not making a difference, or maybe, you know, sometimes it's hard, right? Because this kid isn't opening up to you the way that you thought they would. But it's amazing after 2 years of this pilot project to see the huge changes in kids. And yeah, it's not always going to be super easy, but it's definitely always going to be rewarding. And regardless of, you know, what you and that youth do together, it's definitely going to make a difference down the road.
I would say that in terms of our community, it needs to be a community responsibility to support children. And I think sometimes we're not always encouraged to do that. And I would say as a male, I think it's also your responsibility to help children. And we need to take a more active role in doing that. And you can do it. There's a role for you. Yeah. And so we need everyone doing it.
I had maybe in conclusion, so the pilot sites have they're almost finished their work. Where do you hope or where do you think the program should go from here?
I think it just needs to grow and grow. I think there's 8,000 kids in care across Alberta, and more of those who aren't in care, but, you know, might at risk for being in care. And I think that this is, mentoring is a really great way to prevent that.
Yeah, I think we need to be able to maintain offering the services that we are and in a unique way, because we found success through kind of splitting it out from other mentoring programs. And I think we should continue to follow that.
I would say, yeah, community awareness is a huge thing, as more people in the community being aware of the programs we offer and how to get involved if they can't be a mentor, and other ways to support these youth that are in care.
Awesome. Thank you.